USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death rate from breast cancer has dropped by 43% in the past decade. According to an American Cancer Survey report, black women are still more likely to die from the disease, even with a lower incidence of it. A senior author of the report saying death rates are declining in black women, just in as almost all other groups, but the gap still remains. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, tragedy strikes in Texas.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a 2.5-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. All suspects have been taken into custody. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden is touring a Volvo manufacturing plant for engines and transmissions in Hagerstown, Maryland, Friday. Speaking to workers at the plant, the president touts the unemployment rate unveiled in the September jobs report released Friday.
The unemployment rate remains at historic low, 3.5% unemployment. That includes the lowest unemployment among Hispanic Americans ever in the history of this country, the second lowest employment among black teenagers ever. And this recovery has been the fastest increase of people reentering the workforce of any modern economic recovery.
The school district's police department in Uvalde, Texas, is being suspended. The announcement comes after months of outrage as officers were accused of not doing more to save children and teachers who were murdered earlier this year. One top official is also retiring, while another is being placed on administrative leave. The 44th running of the Chicago Marathon is set to take place this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Gas prices are a dime higher than a week ago as they just keep climbing. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is $3.89 on Friday, up 3 cents from Thursday. Prices are the lowest in the South, but still rising. These drivers saying they're continuing to make sacrifices as gas prices continue to rise.
I'm spending so much on gas now. I'm spending way more than it was, like, say, 6 months ago or something. Like, gas prices are crazy.
I just buy enough to go to work and home, and so I don't really buy, I don't want to plan anything because the price of gas is so high.
I think it's crazy. It's we're at the point in which we either eat or put gas.
Florida's First Lady is announcing within the first 5 days of activation, the Florida Disaster Fund raised nearly $35 million in donations to support communities impacted by Hurricane Ian.
They're going to start getting in contact with FEMA. They're going to see how much they get in relief. They're going to see how much their policies are giving them. But beyond that, we want to have this avenue for them to say, oh, I can go to the Florida Disaster Fund and I can get fund there. So it's all a big group effort.
Carly DeSantis making the announcement while promoting the public-private partnership to fill in gaps for hurricane victims already using FEMA funds, disaster relief, and unemployment. NASCAR drivers making their final preparations at the Charlotte Motor Speedway for the Bank of America Roval 400. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.